lives that are going to be saved as a result of this incredible gift. Look, this is a match that is well over $250,000. We want you to take advantage of it. One ultrasound would be an incredible blessing. But for every 100, we get to supply a new ultrasound machine. Let's get all these centers off the waiting list. Oh, there will be more, but let's get these off the waiting list. Let's get these machines in the hands of these centers as quickly as we can. God is going to do an incredible work as he is doing through financial issues and through preborn ministries. Our partnership has grown so much, and it's because of all of you, and we have an opportunity to save thousands of babies by this Mother's Day. Would you come alongside and help us right now? Dial #250, keyword baby, or go to preborn.org now. Preborn.org and make that contribution.
Dan Celia.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
But I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call, you are welcome to do it, 844-707-5533. We've got our ag report coming up, then we're going to get to calls. Queue your call, 844-707-5533. We look at the markets here this morning, and everything is looking pretty good, but way off its highs. The Dow was up about 150 points. It's only up about 50 points right now. So we're hovering around the flat line again. There hasn't been any really significant news coming out. As a matter of fact, we weren't expecting any news. Bank of America stock is falling, even though they beat earnings expectation, it is still dropping. So Bank of America stock weighing on some of those. Home builder sentiment did come in, hit a 6-month high in the month of April. So home builder sentiment came in on a 6-month high. I'm trying to find industrial production because that's a big number. And that's a number that we've been waiting for today. And frankly, I just forgot to look at it. Industrial production came in weaker. There you go. That could be a problem. It fell 0.1%, a little bit weaker than it had been. So it had been sitting at zero. Industrial production, now it's a negative 0.1%. So that is a problem. That would be one of the reasons why we started to see a turn in the markets. That would be the best reason why we start seeing a turn in the markets, because that's a very important number, because we have no GDP growth if we don't have productivity in industrial production. So it is a number that we watch very closely, and it looks like that might be a bit of bad news that might have turned the market a little bit. Western Digital is a technology stock. Some of you know it well. Was upgraded yesterday here by, I forget who, two ratings agencies, organizations or analytical firms. And it's just been updated again for what it's worth by Deutsche Bank. So that's probably having a pretty good day. And I just know that if you're a partner with us, you might own that stock, because a lot of you own it. Took a little bit of a rough spot, but doing very well lately. So hopefully you're enjoying a ride on the upside. But industrial production is a problem. Home builder sentiment is very good, but unfortunately, it's not good enough to really have any much of a significant difference in the markets, because industrial production, I would say, kind of outweighs what's going on with home builder sentiment. So this week is going to be a lot about home builders. There's no, we get new home sale. Or no, we don't. We get housing starts and we get building permits. So that's coming out. Thursday we get retail sales numbers. So that'll be interesting. That may have a bit of an impact, but probably not anything too significant. So we'll watch that. So that would be one of the reasons why we're seeing numbers tick towards a negative place that might suit. We'll see if they can hold here in the green as they hover around the flat line, with the exception of the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is up almost a half of 1%. So technology is doing okay. Western Digital might be one of the reasons why. 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you are welcome to do it. 844-707-5533. Kim Jong-un in North Korea is having a summit meeting with Vladimir Putin. Boy, he's surrounding himself with all the good guys. President Xi, now Russia. Of course, he's in need of some help, some economic help, as sanctions are weighing heavily on the country. And we would love, President Trump last week made an offer to do whatever is necessary from a humanitarian aid standpoint to help the people, to make sure they're eating and feeling, you know, they're able to get the food that they need to continue to survive. So we offered that here. The United States has offered that to Kim Jong-un. This would be to help out because of some of the suffering of the people because of the sanctions. But it looks like he's going to go to Russia and China for that help as well, where he has a greater possibility of getting help without a whole lot of accountability. We will give help, but we want accountability to make sure we understand and know exactly where that is going. So anyway, it'll be interesting. House Democrats subpoena Deutsche Bank and others amid the Trump probe. What Trump probe? Well, this is just an investigation they're doing. They're desperate to find something. They're going to spend the rest of the year and all of next year on investigations and probes. Of course, tomorrow, Mueller report. Redacted report will be coming out. Here's Craig Haugart with our Ag Report, and then we'll be right back after this.
This is Craig Haugart with your Financial Issues Ag Update. Well, corn traded higher Monday on a round of short covering and concerns of planting delays after last week's snowstorm and forecasts for another rain event in the U.S. Midwest later this week. Gains continue to be limited by projected carryout that's in the excess of 2 billion bushels. Weekly export inspections were a pleasant surprise at 46.5 million bushels. They were right at the top end of trade expectations. The Corn Planting Progress Report places the corn crop at 3% planted, so we're lagging slightly behind the five-year average pace of 5% planted by this date. As I record this, the overnight spot corn futures are trading a half cent lower. The soybean market moved higher on spillover strength from soybean meal, technical buying, and continued optimism over the trade deal with China. It appears that good progress is being made on resolving the trade issues, although it is said there's much more work to be done before an agreement can be reached. The March NOPA crush numbers were out yesterday, and they showed that 170 million bushels of soybeans were crushed during the month of March. This was above expectations and was the second best crush numbers ever for the month of March. Well, that was positive. Weekly export inspections were disappointing as they came in below trade expectations at 16.9 million bushels. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading a penny lower. The wheat market was on the defensive as a lack of demand and plentiful wheat supplies pressured wheat prices. It's a worldwide problem as EU wheat prices were lower yesterday as well. Weekly export inspections were down from last week at 18.8 million bushels. After the close, the weekly crop conditions and progress report placed the winter wheat crop at 60% good to excellent. That was unchanged from last week, but well ahead of the 31% that we found in that category a year ago. 2% of the spring wheat has been planted, and that lags the five-year average of 13% planted by this date. The lingering winter storms in spring wheat country could ultimately result in less acres being planted. In the overnight
partnering with the ministry.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It's great to be here. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. You can also put your comment or question up on Facebook. Put that up there as well, and we'll get to those. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Jeff. Jeff's calling us from Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
How you doing, Dan?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate everything you do. Got a situation arising. Not sure what to do. My mother is not doing real well health-wise. She's 70 years old. Not going to be able to work anymore. I think she's got congestive heart failure, emphysema. And she is single, doesn't have any retirement. I don't think she's much savings or what have you. And I think she might be getting a inheritance of somewhere, I think, around $100,000. My sister, I believe, is the going to be the power of attorney. She was thinking of hiring a financial consultant advisor and maybe putting the money away to do something with it, invest it. I was thinking it's probably not the best thing to do with where we're at. Maybe just small CDs or credit union bank accounts, because we're not sure what we're going to have to do with the money. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%, Jeff. I don't think I would be too anxious to get that money invested. I think you need to take a little bit of a sit back, take a breather, wait and see what is happening or what's going on before you make any kind of decisions right now. Because you go to a financial advisor, I can say 90% of the time they're going to put you in an annuity. It's going to lock the money up. But nonetheless, you'll take it anyway if you have to, which means you're going to take it with a 12-15% penalty for taking it out. I would not do anything. I don't think that would be wise. I would do a 2-year CD or a 1-year CD. I'd be okay with that. I think that's what you should do. But I think you need to sit tight for a little bit longer till you start sorting through some things.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. I appreciate it. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Nathan. Nathan's calling us from Tennessee. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, Dan. Good to talk to you this morning. Appreciate you taking my call. I've been with you for several years. I'm a partner on the website. I do the portfolio tracking. I try to keep up as much as possible with your asset allocation models. I've got a 401k with a match at work. I've got a small stock account with E-Trade that I invest in, and also got a Roth with Timothy, and got a report in from Timothy a week or so ago, first quarter report, and I thought I hadn't looked at it in a long time, so I pulled all my reports over the past 5 years or 5 years and a quarter, actually, and totaled everything up. I did the beginning market value, purchases, redemptions, change in investment value, and the end market value. And for the first quarter of this year, of course, was a good quarter, and it made up several dollars positive in the first quarter. But with 5 years and a quarter of investments, my total in 5 years and a quarter was that I lost $17.61 in 5 years and a quarter. Now, I thought I had been keeping up with the asset allocation models pretty good. But what I got to thinking was on this, and after looking at 5 years worth of this, you know, if that money would have been in a CD or even a savings account at 0.5%, it would have gained a little more than that. And even if I'd had it in a mason jar under the corner fence post, you know, it wouldn't have lost anything in 5 years. But I mean, what I'm a little confused at said, you know, am I not paying attention? Do I not have this allocated properly for it to grow? I'd like to retire next year, but I'm sure it'll be probably 8 to 10 more years before I get to. Will it at some point begin to grow? I mean, how is this helping me toward retirement if I'm losing $17 in 5 years?
Yeah. So I would say that, yes, you should stay in, should give it a year. I'll give you an perfect example of that would be from 2010 to 2000 or 2009, I'm sorry, 2009 to 2013. And you'd be in the same position that you're in now if you were in Timothy. In 2013, they were up 30%. So, I think, and I don't know what you have, like, I don't know what funds you're in, but at the same time, you know, you need to, that's the point behind the long-term horizon that mm-hmm. one should have.
Okay.
You know, so if you go back and look at, now, again, I guess I shouldn't say because you're in a number of different funds and I don't know what funds you're in. But certainly if you are in the growth, you know, one of the growth or the value funds at for a certain percentage, they're the two that are going to carry it into the future. But I can't disagree. Now, I don't think you're looking at anything wrong. I don't know, because oftentimes when they revalue at the end of every year, like all mutual funds do, we don't take into consideration what our 1099 showed, you know, and where we actually are there. Oftentimes we get a bump up during that revaluation of the shares in which we hold. But it's really kind of, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to go through all that exercise with you again, especially not knowing the exact funds you're in. But if you're looking at another 5 or 10 years, I can't tell you when the advantage is going to come, but I go back to that example of 2013. And that's the closest one I can, you know, that I can think of off the top of my head. But if you look at different funds, obviously you're going to get a different time or a different year, but that's just past history. It's got nothing to do where things are going or could go. So we don't know that.
Okay. Well, so I probably need to look back and get the most recent allocation. I'm sure I'm not real current for my age group on the ones that's on the website. I probably need to look at that and reallocate my Timothy funds. But, you know, when I hadn't looked lately, but when I looked back 5 years and then saw, you know, I'd really gone backwards $17 total in 5 years, you know, that's a little bit disconcerting when you see that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say that wait for another couple of weeks before you go look at that asset allocation model, because it's going to change. The other thing that I'd remind you, some time ago, I don't know, I think it was 2 years ago, I took growth and income off my buy list and put a sell on it. I don't know if that's one of the funds you have, but if it is, I'm going to assume you don't have it. But if it is one that you still have, then, you know, that was a real drag, too, on the portfolio. But anyway, I would take a look at the reallocation. Maybe let's wait, but wait at least until the first week of May, 2 weeks from now, before you do that, and then I would reallocate accordingly.
Okay, that's what I'll do. Dan, I certainly appreciate it and appreciate your ministry.
Thank you, Nathan. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right,
thank
God bless.
You. Bye-bye.
Yep. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Robert. Robert calling us from Texas. Hey, Robert.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Hey, I heard two great pieces of news the last couple of weeks. The first one was Chu and Yvonne decided to do the retreat again.
Oh, yeah, that's Yvonne. That's Yvonne's decision, but yes.
That Absolutely excellent. We just enjoyed the heck out of it, my wife and I, and it was so fantastic again, the second time we've been there, and it's just super.
Oh, thank you.
So I don't know when it's going to be, but I imagine the same time of year, 2 years from now, we'll mark it out on our calendar. It was absolutely fantastic. And hey, that video that Marty did in Israel?
Yeah.
That is stupendous.
Isn't it?
That is just fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you got that. That's great.
The other piece of good news is, this donor and this idea on preborn, that's just excellent. I've already hit the button this morning, so really behind that.
Good. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, what a blessing that was. And, you know, to be able to hear about that and as we were strategizing this donor and Dan and I, you know, of how we can really hit this thing hard. Boy, that's a huge investment, that a matching kind of investment that he's making. And people can just do $28 if
well, I'll make a prediction that we're going to knock it out of the park by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so.
I think so. I've got a quick question for you. I'm an income investor primarily. My portfolio's been doing pretty well that way. I'm pretty excited about this announcement that you're going to make coming up here for us.
Yes.
At the beginning of May. My cash position isn't great, and I do use the income that I'm generating right now. I guess my silly question would be, should I kind of prepare for this announcement now and try and increase my cash position? The only way I'm going to have to do that really is to sell something.
I would wait. And the only reason I would tell you to wait is because it might change. The announcement may change what you sell.
Okay.
Look, I don't have a problem if you have something that is up, anything double digits, and it's also something that an area in which you might be overweighted, then I think it'd be fine to sell it now and generate that cash. But I'd want you to wait to do anything until after you see this new allocation model.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I sure appreciate it, Robert. Thank you for your encouragement. God bless.
I take
you. 844-707-5533. Welcome back. Let's see, am I on? Okay, welcome back to Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It's great to be here. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call, we have a line open. You can do that, 844-707-5533. We are going to go back to phones. Let me go to Marcia. Marcia's calling us from Mississippi. Hi, Marcia.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
My thing is just told your lady, we're sitting, you know, 67, he's 65, he's a bricklayer, brick mason, been working, self-employed forever, and I'm an RN, I work PRN. Our thing is we're raising a 13-year-old adopted granddaughter, and, we bought a house because, I think I've talked to you before, we have a house, debt of about $150,000, our cars are all old, but they're paid for. Credit card debt of about $1,600, and life insurance, we have it all, as far as planning.
Yes.
The thing is our total savings that we have, our worth, is about, I'd say less than $10,000.
Okay.
Anyway, we've kind of fallen into this all of a sudden pit that we're trying to get out of, and I want to pay my house off. That's our goal, was to pay our house off. I'm a nurse. I work PRN, been a nurse for 30-something years, so I make a good money when I do work. Deal is, we're homeschooling, we ballet, we do it all. We're raising our admonition of the Lord, and we're, you know, we do it. We're running like 20-year-old parents.
Yep, that's good. That's good for you.
Oh,
the downside is you're going to live forever. God's never going to call you home, you know.
I know. So, yeah. 100.
Oh, boy. That's
so
great.
We have children, and there you go.
Okay.
So what? How can I pay this house off early if we really, I mean, I'm doing 10% tithe, 20% saving, 20% investment, and 50% spend.
Okay.
That's my budget.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good. Are you paying anything towards the house now, the principal?
No.
Okay.
We are not.
So
we've just gotten into this easy time. It's been 7 years since my granddaughter's mother passed away. So we're in the 8-year new beginnings, and here we go.
And how long have you had the house?
Since about eight years.
Okay. So
the house is good. It's worth about $210, and we paid $179 for it.
Okay. So one of the things that you might want to think about doing is, so a lot of mortgage companies have a system they don't tell you about it, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask, you can pay your mortgage payment every other week, a half of it every other week.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that and you pay half of it every other week, you will end up at the end of the year paying a full payment to principal, because you know how we have 5 week months,
I read that.
Yeah. So it's a really good system. And years ago, a lot of mortgage companies had a company, there's a separate service that handled that. And they handled making sure that one of those payments was going to principal, so that you had a full payment into principal. And generally, that will knock a 30-year mortgage down to about 18 years. Now, you're already 7 years into your mortgage.
Right.
So that's something that you could do without feeling it. You wouldn't even feel it, you know, because it's going to feel like you're still paying X amount of dollars a month. So that would be a good way of, now, if they don't do it, doesn't mean you can't still do it. It's just a little more cumbersome because you have to do it on your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
so you have to set it aside.
I have evil eye on my budget, so.
Yes, right. So you'd have to set it aside every other week and so on and just try to do it that way. Then, of course, if you get a lot of hours or, you know, you get a unexpected, 12-hour weekend shift or something like that, that you're doing, you know, try to get some of that to the principal of the mortgage. And I think you'll be surprised at how quickly you can get that paid off.
Okay. My next question is, I have another question about that. What about taking a payment and dividing it by 12 and paying that much? Would that be the same thing as paying twice a week?
Yes, it would be the same. It would be the same thing. Yeah, it would work out. It would work out to be the same. So if you took the monthly payment, times it by, or divided it
12.
By 12. It would be the same. It would be work out to be the same thing.
So I could do that, and that would be not cumbersome and easier to do.
Yes, it would be. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, next question.
Okay.
My PMI is on there because we did not pay 20% down.
Right.
And so I'm paying $83 a month extra, and I want to get rid of that so bad. But we're like $10,000 away from getting our principal down that low. What I don't get is the house appraised for $210 when we bought the house for $179, and they're still using that they're right. still making us pay it. So it doesn't matter. You didn't pay 20% down, you paid PMI.
I would try to call Christian Community Credit Union to see if you can refinance it. And I would see if you can get a 20-year loan on the mortgage, which probably won't cost you any more per month. And then you can still do the other things and get rid of that PMI.
Well, we're paying 8.75 interest.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Oh, you definitely need, holy mackerel, you'd really save. If you could do, you could almost do a 15-year mortgage and still pay the same as what you're paying right now.
Okay.
I would call Christian Community Credit Union. They're great people, easy to work with, and they would totally understand it. I would call them and say, hey, can you, you know, you want to get a fifth, you want to look at a 15-year mortgage. Tell them the circumstances, and that would be great if you could do that.
Anyone in particular there that I would talk to?
No, I would talk to, no, because they have a mortgage department. They're all solid. Okay. They all love the Lord. It's a great, great organization. But I would call them. I'll give you their phone number.
Okay.
If I can find it. But they're great people. Here it is. 844-305-605.
Uh-huh.
605? No, 305.
Okay.
3476.
Okay, 844-305-476.
Yes, 3476, yes. Okay. I would call them and just that tell them, they'll know when you call, I think, if that's the special line. I don't even know that. But tell them that you work with, you know, you got it from Financial Issues, because you have to be associated some way, shape, or form, you know, as all credit unions work.
Yeah.
But it's a great organization. And tell them your situation once you get to the mortgage people. They're great people.
Okay, I sure will.
All right.
You know, well, I mean, we're making it, but I know John, he can't, you know, lay bricks for the rest of his
life.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a lot of
nursing's easier to do the rest of your life than bricklaying.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, God bless you and thank you.
All right, Marcia, I'm glad you called, and I wish you all the best. God bless you. Thank
God
you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Let me go to Mike. Mike's calling us from Ohio. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dan. Hey, God bless you for your ministry and promoting preborn. I made my donation today, and I was glad to do it.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Thank you for that, Mike. It means a lot, man, we're doing, you know, it's amazing to me still that God's using us to do this mighty work, and we're really excited that he gets to use our megaphone that he raised up so that we can get this done. So thank you for contributing.
I tell you, you know, when women have an abortion and the mental scars that leaves, I know, because my wife had one before we were married, and I tell you, haunts her to this day. So to be able to come back and donate to that is just a great blessing.
Yeah, not great. That's great to hear. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, the other reason I called, I did have a question.
Okay.
Stock IT28. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, currently not on your buy list. I thought about buying it down a little bit, but wanted to know your opinion on that.
Well, that's a tough one. I would not buy it down at this point. I would leave it alone. It's up for the year. I really like the company. They're going through a rough spell. I don't know what it's going to do to their stock price. They're up 16% on the year, but they were up a lot more than that, you know, at the beginning of the month or last month. You know, they're tracking downward. I would, you know, I'd love to see, I mean, I own it too, but I'd love to see it get back down to, you know, the 40s and then dollar cost average down. So I would sit tight for a little bit, Mike.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Dan, I appreciate it, and God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate you and what you're doing with Preborn and partnering with our ministry. We sure do appreciate it. God bless, Mike.
Thank you.
Folks, we're coming up on a break, and then we'll be right back.
I adore listening to this program.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, we've got another hour and 10 minutes left. We'd love to hear from you, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Raleigh from Georgia. Raleigh.
Hi, how are you? It's Raleigh.
Yes, Raleigh.
How are you, brother? Very good to talk to you. I've got a few things real quick, and really turning 27 recently has been a really drastic shift. Coming into financial responsibility is something we were never taught in school.
Yeah.
And being raised in faith, you know, which is great. I have a foundation that I can trust, and everything is happening for the greater good. So right after high school, I did door-to-door sales, and I made a lot of money, and I'm really a born entrepreneur. So as far as being financially responsible, I don't have that ability in speaking to my friends. We were never really taught this. So I'm very conscious about the earth and helping this. Do you have any idea on the hemp industry and where this is going, and any investments in that area?
Yeah.
Because, I really want to merge into that.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas of that?
Yeah. So, I think that the industry seems as though it's got some pretty great prospects. I am not recommending any investments in there. I don't have any on my list. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not saying I wouldn't be, but there is too much research out there that I'm trying to decipher. In other words, we're hearing all the good, and we're hearing all the great opportunities, and we're hearing what it might, or some saying what it is capable of doing from a medicinal perspective.
For me, it's putting aside even, for me, it goes even deeper for this industry. I'm looking at a pure agricultural standpoint.
Yeah.
Because in Georgia, it's our main economy right now.
Yes, that's right.
Billion-dollar industry. So from this standpoint, the ability to grow hemp, it matures in 4 months. It can create plastics. It can create everything as a biodegradable. So there's so many uses for it.
Yeah.
And so just incredible. So I'm really looking into that industry from that perspective.
Right.
From the medicinal perspective, I know there's a lot of research that needs to be done as well, but as young conscious people, we're looking at this. We're looking at these things now, and there's so much information out there, you know.
Yeah.
So the ability to really, be conscious about not only our spiritual but our earthly lives as well is really what I'm moving into.
Yeah. So you're absolutely right, and I think it's a great move, and I agree with you on everything you're thinking along those lines, but you said something that, you know, is maybe urging you to call. There's so much information out there, and it's that information that, so I'm probably, you know, overly cautious, overly conservative, whatever you might want to call it. And for me to add one stock on my list, I was telling somebody this yesterday, takes me at least 6 quarters for me to get a stock on my list. So now you've got a relatively developing industry that is going on right now, that is, we're going to start to see I don't think we're going to start to see a lot of companies being made, you know, going public so that stock can be bought and things like that. There's plenty of private sector companies out there, but that are going to go public. I think what rather we're going to see is a lot of these companies, instead of going public, are going to get bought out. And who are they going to get bought out? And when are they going to get bought out? What's the opportunity going to be for those companies? So they're the kinds of things that I'm researching and looking at. I'm researching all of the usages, number one, because that is going to lead me to whether, in fact, it is an industry that I want to put out there. So I'm looking at that aspect of it. But even that, it's going to take me, I'm just talking about me, it's going to take a long time. From an agricultural perspective and looking at this as, yeah, we used to grow soybean or peanuts or whatever it was, and now we're thinking about switching over from an agricultural perspective to this because we think there's going to be a real market globally for it, which I would probably agree. You know, that's a whole nother ball game. But again, it's only going to take a few negative things, and there's plenty out there for them to gain some real legs before, you know, and that could dramatically impact it on a negative side. So I wouldn't make any predictions about it. I feel very good about it. I think it's going to be a good industry. I think there's great prospects, but I couldn't point you in a direction of investment at this point.
I just, from a historical standpoint, when I research just real quick, the Constitution of the United States was wrote on hemp paper. Thomas Jefferson, one of the founding fathers, said hemp is vital to the wealth and health of an economy. And the early colonists were required to grow acres of hemp on all their farms.
Yeah.
So somewhere along the line, you know, but I really think it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, I think it might be. But keep in mind, that was the 1700s. Industry was very different then. And the usage for it was of a very different animal compared to what the usage is going to be for it now. So, you know, it's I think we... You know, we've evolved as a developed nation or as a global a market. We've evolved, you know, far from that. But that doesn't mean it can't, you know, pick up some steam as usage for it in a modernized world will continue to be found. So that's where I am with it. But, you know, keep doing your research and keep reading up on it. It is coming in fast and furious. And there's an awful lot out there, awful lot of it to digest. Some of it is written by private funds that I wouldn't give any credibility to. And I would say not just some of it, probably 50% of it. So I discount that and I don't even look at those kinds of things. But that's just me. I'm an analyst and an economist and I look at things a little bit different. But thank you for that, Raleigh. I appreciate it. I wish you all the best with it. Thank you so much. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Linda in Texas. Hey, Linda.
Hi. Yes. I work for a school district, and I retired, and I had accumulated some sick days and personal days, and they put it in a 401 account instead of writing me a check for that. So I don't know anything about a 401 account, and I was just wondering if I should draw it out and put it in something else.
Are you still working for the company or the school district?
No, sir. I retired. Yeah.
So that was kind of an easy way for them to do it. So they put it in there. It would have all been taxable to you anyway. So instead of writing you a check out, they did you a favor in the sense that if they had written you a check for it, they would have been required to list it on your W-2 and you were to pay taxes on it all at once. This way, you can draw some of it out and be taxed on it as you draw it out as opposed to getting, you know, having it all at once. So they kind of did you a favor at the same time. because you don't have to take it all at once. So, and I don't know how much it is, but I would be careful about taking it all at once because you might not have to. And why take the hit this tax year if you can take a little bit out this year, maybe half of it, and half of it next year, and spread the tax liability out over 2 years? You know, it might be a better thing to do. So that's totally up to you whether you want to leave it in there or not. I don't know how it's invested. I suspect it's not. It's probably sitting in some sort of money market account or something.
Well, they told me I earned the interest on it.
I
received that part of it.
Yeah.
And if I take it out now, I have to pay, of course, the taxes on it, but I pay a fee of about $35 for them to do the paperwork if I take it out and put it somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you can roll it out into an IRA account just to get it out of there, and you know where it is. You can open an IRA account at your bank if you want, and you can roll it into that, and maybe they'll charge you $35 for that. They shouldn't, but they might. And you can roll that into an IRA at the bank and put it in a CD until you're ready to draw some of it out, or you can draw it out from there where it won't cost you anything to draw it out.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate your information. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Linda.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
844-707-5533. Folks, I would ask you as we come to the end of this hour, we got another hour left, and we have a line open, 844-707-5533. But I would ask you to just pray about what you would do with preborn. And, you know, for $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound. For every 100 ultrasounds we sponsor at Financial Issues, somebody is donating an entire ultrasound machine to a center that is on the waiting list. We have an opportunity between now and Mother's Day to save hundreds of thousands of lives. Those ultrasound machines last about 15 years. I hope you'll think about it and pray about it. Have a great day. If you got to leave us, God bless. More Financial Issues.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
Thank you for joining us. This has been an FISM production.